Well, thank you very much. And there has never been a more exciting time to be an Australian, and especially an Australian doing business in China. I'm delighted to be here with Gil and Mr. Gui and the Port Adelaide Football Club, because we're signing an important agreement this morning. During the 2017 season, a game will be played for premiership points outside of Australasia for the first time here in Shanghai, and Port Adelaide will be one of the teams. And this will further develop the AFL code in China by supporting school programs, a Chinese national team, competitions within China, and further broadcasting agreements. I think, as we all know, and I say this as a former mediocre rugby player, AFL is the most exciting football code. An enormous field, extraordinary athleticism. It is the leaping, jumping, flying game where the big men fly, as they say, and where possession is everything. Possession is everything. It is a game that moves faster than any other. So exciting. Of course, this Chinese involvement in AFL is far from new. In 1908, the first Chinese AFL player, Wally Kuchu, whose father was from Huangpu, south of Guangzhou, made four senior appearances for the Carlton Football Club. And that trend continues today, with players like Ling Zhong, who's a talented young Australian midfielder of Chinese Timorese descent who plays for the Western Bulldogs, and Chen Shaoliang, who is training with Port Adelaide now. Now, on the 8th of April, China's national broadcaster, CCTV, began broadcasting AFL games throughout China. Port Adelaide defeated Essendon in the first AFL match ever to be broadcast on CCTV and reached an estimated audience of between 1 and 2 million people. This is a very exciting day for a very exciting game in the most exciting place in the world. Here we have. We are here in China. This is an extraordinary transformation. I'll be talking more about it lunchtime today, but just consider this. 40 years ago, this great country barely engaged with the global economy. And now it is either the world's largest single national economy or shortly will be. It is a remarkable transformation, and Australia is part of this transformation, and it is wonderful that our national football game is going to be part of it too. I'm really proud to be here. Thank you.